Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The weather across Israel is pleasant today. Tel Aviv enjoys mild conditions, while Jerusalem is cooler with a gentle breeze. Haifa is experiencing clear skies, making it a perfect day to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, The Times of Israel reports that the U.S. military hit Iranian radar sites earlier today following drones launched toward the Strait of Hormuz. Also, the Jerusalem Post confirms that 3 Palestinian civilians were injured in the past hour during IDF operations in the West Bank. Also this hour, Ynet reports that the U.S. attacked Iranian coastal sites after Iran launched drones, escalating tensions. Separately, JTA notes that a majority of House Democrats voted to defeat a Lebanon War Powers measure earlier today. And finally, Axios shares that Trump announced a 10-day ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon, a move that could influence peace talks with Iran. Reaction has been swift on social media. AMK Mapping, a geopolitical analyst, posted just minutes ago that Iran launched ballistic missiles and drones at U.S. bases in response to earlier U.S. airstrikes on Iranian sites. Avi Kanner shared a message of peace, wishing a Shabbat Shalom to friends and family around the world. The Times of Israel, writing earlier today, highlighted the U.S. military's action against Iranian radar sites following drone launches. Let's go deeper. Starting with the U.S. military strikes, the Times of Israel reports that these actions targeted Iranian radar installations after drones launched toward the Strait of Hormuz. This follows heightened tensions in the region, with the U.S. confirming strikes on Iranian surveillance sites. The situation remains fluid, with potential implications for international maritime security. Turning to the West Bank, the Jerusalem Post states that 3 Palestinian civilians were injured during IDF operations. The injured were identified as uninvolved civilians and have been evacuated for medical treatment. This incident could further strain relations in the already tense region, with potential humanitarian concerns. Meanwhile, the U.S. military's response to Iranian drone attacks was swift. Ynet describes how U.S. forces targeted Iranian coastal surveillance sites after downing 4 drones. This escalation underscores the fragile nature of U.S.-Iran relations, with possible ramifications for global oil routes. On the political front, JTA reports that most House Democrats voted against a Lebanon War Powers resolution. This measure, led by Rep. Lael Rashida Tlaib, faced significant opposition from party leaders. The vote reflects ongoing debates within the U.S. about military involvement in the Middle East. Finally, Axios reveals that Trump announced a ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon. This development, while politically sensitive for Netanyahu, aims to facilitate broader peace talks with Iran. The ceasefire could ease regional tensions, at least temporarily. Turning to business and markets. First, KeyTech reports that tensions with Iran have left Ben-Gurion Airport crowded with U.S. military aircraft. This situation is causing significant delays in international air travel recovery. Separately, Ynet Business highlights how foreign workers are reshaping Israel's labor market post-October 7th. With 240,000 foreign workers filling labor gaps, sectors like supermarkets and construction are seeing notable shifts. And finally, Globes notes that Elbit has leased a massive building in Nes Ziona from Vatania. Originally intended for a different venture, this lease marks a strategic expansion for Elbit. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Saturday. Our next update is at 6 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.